surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal might see on clear days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze.
All right, Raw Egg and Nationalist is in studio coming up straight ahead to the War Room. 1 hour from now, Harrison Smith loaded for bear. Stay with us. Now, I just did 2 hours, the last 2 hours or 3 hours, without one plug because I'm so busy on the news. And you're the ones that have kept us in attack formation battling the globalist. So it's your choice, your decision whether or not to support us. This isn't a simulation. This isn't Candyland. This isn't little side issues. We're in the zeitgeist. We got the enemy number. We are promoting pro-human freedom, and we're winning. So I need your support. And the main place to do that is thealexjonesstore.com. The very best supplements that absolutely work, that do amazing things for you and your family. You're insane if you don't get them. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, collectible limited edition engraved knives, you name it, at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, there's a new special sale we've got that is only running until Sunday. Any order, even if it's a $30 order, a $10 order, any product you buy at thealexjonesstore.com, you get a free limited edition InfoWars since 1997 shirt. And if they shut down InfoWars, it is a major collector's item. We're battling them in court. We're doing everything we can. But if you go to thealexjonesstore.com, you'll see it around the front page, the shirt. We'll put it up there for you. And that is how we fund this operation. We cannot do it without you. And I've taken on the top Democratic Party law firms. I have taken on all their systems. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. So I'll show you on my phone, actually. You just go to thealexjonesstore.com. I'll show the t-shirts. We can't do that ourselves. And it says InfoWars since 1997. And there's so many other great new products on the site as well. But if you're going to try any of them, because I know 99% of you never ordered a product, I could just convince you to. If you would get Ultramethylene Blue, it has an 84% reorder rate. Nobody has that anywhere. We have like a 77% order rate for the bovine colostrum and the Shilajit and the Irish sea moss. It's unprecedented as well. But an 80%+ reorder rate on Ultramethylene Blue, because we have the best. It cleans out your mitochondria. It supercharges your energy with no letdown. It is amazing. So take the challenge. Experience it yourself. Talk to your physician first, though, before you take it. Because if you're on SSRIs or other drugs, it can have very bad counteractions. Because it's very serious. We have the pills. We have the liquid. We have it all right now at thealexjonesstore.com until Sunday night, January 25th at midnight Central Time. You get a free limited edition InfoWars since 1997 shirt with your order. So I need your support. I thank all of you that have supported, and I want to encourage those of you that have never supported to get off the bench and go to thealexjonesstore.com. Now, anybody that's going to buy anything, it's no commitment. You just get the better deal. If you become a VIP at checkout, $30 a month, you cancel any time for free, you get instantly $40 to spend in the store, so you make 10 bucks right there. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So anybody buying anything should be a VIP. Just click the VIP button at checkout, and you get the $40 to spend in the store and make $10 instantly. Thank you all for your support. We're changing the world together. The Raw Egg Nationalist is about to take over ahead of the War Room in about 55 minutes straight ahead. Thank you so much, and God bless you all. Please support us at thealexjonesstore.com.
G-Man, all the free-flowing methylene blue is now mine!
No way, you evil scum. Methylene blue is for everyone.
Order Methylene Blue at the AlexJonesStore.com.
We're gonna make it, men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at the AlexJonesStore.com.
Know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings. The entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globalists have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. And now for something completely different. If you are wondering what's happened to Alex Jones, he's been replaced by me, the Raw Egg Nationalist, Charlie Cornish Dale, and I'm in Austin at the moment to promote my new book, The Last Men, Liberalism and the Death of Masculinity, which is out now and which features a very interesting chapter about Alex Jones and the gay frogs theory. Conspiracy theory? No, it's real. So we've got an action-packed hour. I'm going to be talking first about the return of whole milk to schools. So a week ago, President Trump signed into law the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, And as he did so, a quart of milk sat proudly on his desk next to him. This was a huge turnaround. It really was. This is a big thing. You know, milk has been demonized for 100 years, well, maybe 70 years, certainly the better part of a century. And now, under the leadership of RFK Jr. as Secretary of Health and Human Services, we're seeing a return to advocacy for the nutritious animal foods that sustained our ancestors for the vast majority of human history until we decided that we knew better in the 20th century, and we decided to abandon animal foods for processed foods, for refined grains, seed and vegetable oils, and the nation became unhealthy in a way it's never been unhealthy before. We've seen unprecedented ill health, and that's the reason why today we need the Make America Healthy Again movement. So at the weekend, I wrote a piece about the return of milk to schools called The Milkman Cometh. Finally, milk is back on the menu in America's schools. And this was one of my opinion pieces. So if you don't know, I'm a reporter for InfoWars, but I also write opinion pieces, two opinion pieces normally at the weekend. And this was the second at the weekend where I talked a little bit about the significance of milk and why milk is important, what milk has done for humanity throughout history. But first, maybe let's just have a look at the clip. I think it is clip number 4 of RFK Jr. drinking whole milk and turning himself into a meme.
I said, ooh, come on, baby, turn the lights off. Ooh, because it's getting late.
Yeah, so this was... an official meme that was actually put out, I think, by HHS, by RFK Jr. himself, to promote the return of whole milk to America's schools. Now, I'm told, that actually what RFK Jr. wanted to do was to promote raw milk, but I think at the last minute then they got cold feet because there was a suggestion, of course, that there would be various legal challenges and that people would really freak out. I mean, they freaked out enough about RFK Jr. promoting whole milk. But if it was raw milk, which we know is one of the most dangerous substances known to man, then there really would have been a serious freakout. But what's important about milk? Why is milk so delicious and so good for us? Well, I mean, we could talk about studies. We could talk about scientific studies that show, for example, that children who drink more glasses of milk end up growing more. The more glasses of milk you drink as a child, as you're developing through your childhood and your teenage years, the taller you're likely to be. But there's also, actually, this incredible historical event that took place. And it doesn't get enough attention, and it's something that I talk about in this opinion piece. So we all know about the agricultural revolution. We all know about the discovery of wheat and barley and grain farming in the Near East about 10,000 years ago. But there was another event that took place that's equally important, I think, in human history. So the agricultural revolution, you know, is responsible for civilization as we know it. The agricultural revolution, without it, we wouldn't have cities, we wouldn't have commerce, we wouldn't have armies, we wouldn't have complex societies. We'd still be running around in groups of hunter-gatherers, you know, maybe 100 people, maybe less, scouring the landscape, looking for food sources, tracking animals, living an itinerant lifestyle, low levels of technology, low levels of culture. Well, something similar happened, but it happened of similar importance happened, but it happened on the Pontic Caspian steppe, and it was the discovery of dairying, of pastoral lifestyle. So that's the domestication of horses, cows, sheep, and then the exploitation of them for their milk. Now, why is this important? Well, it's important because it basically gave us the European people. And that's something that I talk about in this opinion piece. And in fact, actually, if you could maybe bring up the tweet that I did about the importance of raw milk. So yes, raw milk quite literally fueled the most consequential human expansion in history. The movement of the Yamnaya peoples out of southern Russia to Scandinavia in the west and the Altai Mountains in the east. Raw milk is a food of power and conquest. So, you know, rather than believing that milk is dangerous, is a danger to us perhaps because of its saturated fat and cholesterol content, it turns out that actually milk is, like I say, it's a food of conquest. Milk drove the expansion of the ancestors, or one of the main ancestral groups of the European peoples, out of the Pontic-Caspian steppe into Europe in the west and to the east as far as the Altai Mountains in Siberia. So this is really in many ways, actually, we could say that it's a return actually to, it's a return to tradition, to use a term that's popular on Twitter and on the internet. This is a return to the way that European peoples, people of European ancestry, should be eating. Now, we've been told, of course, that drinking milk is a symbol of white supremacy, and people are freaking out, of course, about RFK Jr.'s announcement. They are saying, yes, this is a dog whistle. This is the Trump administration signaling to its to the kind of seedier elements of the of its supporters, you know, saying, yes, we're in full agreement with you about white supremacy. We are white supremacists. We can't say it openly, so we're just going to get people to drink raw milk instead, or milk rather, any kind of milk, whole milk instead, which is absurd. I know. I mean, it's a real testament, I think, to the extent to which the culture wars have literally driven people insane, that they are arguing that actually milk is a symbol of white supremacy. But that's where we are, and it's been that way for some time. People have been making this argument for 10 years at least. They were making it during the first Trump administration as well. But yes, milk. So go to Infowars.com and read this piece. This is called "The Milkman Cometh." Finally, milk is back on the menu in America's schools. Now, the next story that I wanted to talk about is something to do with Tim Walz. Now, Tim Walz has been in the news a lot recently. Tim Walz is the governor of Minnesota, as we know, and he's been forced to resign from the 2026 gubernatorial race because he's connected basically to all of the fraud that's been taking place in Minnesota that's now being revealed as a result of the fantastic investigative journalist work of people like Nick Shirley, who is an independent researcher. So maybe what we could do is look at clip number two first. This is Nick Shirley talking. I think he's testifying to Congress, talking about exactly what's been going on and the full extent of the fraud, which actually stretches obviously beyond the state borders of Minnesota.
Correct.
What makes you think that?
Well, now you're seeing, since I've posted that video, lots of other people have started to go to other locations, for instance, in Ohio or in Maine or in California. They're also seeing the similar fraud take place in other daycares, for instance, in a lot of other locations.
Yeah, I have a particular interest in California, being from that state, and we know that there's been a lot of fraud. There was $32.6 billion that's been confirmed in unemployment insurance fraud. There's 1.2 million fraudulent community college applications. Have you gotten any sense, or have you seen any signs there that sort of are similar to what aroused your suspicions in Minnesota?
Yeah, and fraud in California might be worse than the fraud in Minnesota.
What makes you say that?
Well, $24 billion went missing for homelessness. They've been trying to build this train for years, yet there's hardly anything to prove for that. Fires.
Yeah, those are good points. So let's run through a couple of those. Because I mentioned the areas where we have confirmed fraud, but then you also have these areas where you have so much spending, and then we look at what results from that spending, and there's nothing. So $24 billion in homelessness, and yet the homeless population went up. And a state audit found that they couldn't even figure out where the money went or what the outcomes linked to that spending were. Is that something that is kind of a red flag for you?
Yeah, it's a major red flag, and you don't even have to be smart to be able to know that that's a red flag.
Well, unfortunately, our state legislators haven't managed to figure that out, or at least the governor hasn't. So what are you saying about him?
They're not smart. No, but it's so obvious, and that's what we saw in Minnesota, is how complicit the government has been in enabling this fraud to happen. Quality Learning Center had over 90 violations, yet they continue to give that daycare $1.9 million.
Yeah, so Tim Walz is in big trouble. Just how much trouble, we're not quite sure yet, but I believe that the DOJ has been preparing subpoenas for Tim Walz, for Jacob Frey, the Minneapolis mayor, and for other members, actually senior members of the Minnesota administration, at least with regard to the ongoing protests that are taking place in the state after the death of Renee Good, the anti-ICE activist who was shot when she was trying to run over an ICE agent going about his business. So we're familiar with all of this stuff. We're familiar with these fraud allegations. We're familiar with the general sense that Tim Walz is corrupt. But what I wanted to do was to draw our attention actually back to a story that I reported for InfoWars over the summer. Well, I said the summer, actually. Gosh, time passes quickly. It was actually in 2024. It was during the during the election campaign. I lose track of the time. It was reported in Alpha News during the election campaign that a former member of the Minnesota National Guard had accused Tim Walz of passing nuclear secrets to the Chinese. Now, this really should have been a bombshell, and I reported on it, and I wrote opinion pieces about it, and I really tried to get the story out there. I really wanted people to know about this. I wanted it to hit the national news. I thought this is gonna tank the vice presidential run of Tim Walz and maybe the Kamala Harris campaign itself too. Well, that didn't happen. That didn't happen for whatever reason. This story just hasn't really gained traction. I tried to get it. I tried to get it in the Trump campaign's hands, and I just tried to publicize it as much as possible. But here's the story. So this is: was Tim Walz connected to the disappearance of the manual for a nuclear-capable howitzer? So a National Guard soldier who served with Tim Walz alleges a classified manual for a howitzer capable of firing nuclear artillery went missing not long after Walz returned from a trip to China in the 1990s. Speaking to Alpha News, the retired soldier, who spoke on condition of anonymity, described how the standard operating procedure manual for the M109A5 howitzer, detailing the gun's nuclear capabilities, went missing. He said Walz was one of the few men with access to the building where the manual was kept and was often the only one there. The soldier believes Walz stole the manual and later returned it. The disappearance, which was never reported, coincided with one of Waltz's many visits to China. So we know that Tim Walz was, I mean, Tim Walz has been visiting China for the best part of 30 years. He was, I think he was possibly present in China actually during the Tiananmen Square massacre, but there have been ongoing questions about Tim Walz's loyalty to the US and in particular to his about his ties to the CCP. There was actually an investigation during the election campaign, the results of which we don't know, but I think that one of the House committees was investigating him. So there are these questions about Tim Walz, these long-running questions about Tim Walz's loyalty to the US and even the possibility that he has committed treason. So I often, you know, I think it's a good idea really to raise these points again and to try to get people maybe to publicize this, maybe to get this out there. And, you know, perhaps we could have a serious investigation of these allegations, because they were made by a fellow National Guard soldier. It's not like it was just a man on the street. This isn't a random person. I mean, this is a man who served, I think, under Tim Walz or alongside Tim Walz, who knows the Minnesota National Guard, who is kind of bound by, shall we say, a military code of honor. I mean, these allegations deserve to be treated seriously and deserve to be treated potentially, I think, as career ending. So we will see what happens. But like I say, it's a credible story. The Chinese actually began developing a very, very similar nuclear capable howitzer at exactly the same time, or around about the same time, that this manual disappeared, that Tim Walz was one of the few people who actually had access to. So who knows? Who knows? But Tim Walz is in trouble, regardless of whether or not he actually gets investigated for this nuclear capable howitzer. Then he's in trouble, and we shall see. We shall see whether he ends up actually facing any kind of legal case. Hopefully he does. I mean, America came very close. America came very close, and in fact, maybe actually, it would be good to show clip number 5 of Tim Walz's crazy, crazy demonic wife, Glenn Walz. This is how close America came.
You should be with me and practice with me. What are we going to do? We're going to turn the page. Oh, pretty good. Do it again. We're going to turn the page. And we're going to turn the page. All right, so I'm going to be watching you, because when I see Wisconsin, and I'm going to watch you nationally on TV, because this is a pretty important place, and Minnesota helped you practice with this, you just show me this. Turn the page. Right? Turn the page. And you know what else that looks like? Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Donald Trump. We are turning the page. 52 days and we are turning the page. 52 days and it is. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, that's scary, right? That's... That's terrifying. I cannot imagine what it would be like if she was currently the second lady of the United States. America really has had a close shave with the Waltzes. Glenn Waltz there, look at those eyes. That's those are the eyes of a person who's possessed, I think, really. You know, Yusha Vance has been a pretty inconspicuous second lady. You know, she's been supportive of her husband, J.D. Vance. She's now pregnant. But I can assure you that Glenn Waltz would have been front and center stage. She was front and center stage during the campaign. And I think that's probably why so many people voted for Donald Trump and not for Kamala Harris. But that was a close shave. That was a real close shave for America. And here he is with a Somali flag behind him as well. Yeah. I mean, Minnesota is ground zero. Minnesota really is ground zero of everything that's wrong with America. Everything that's wrong with America. The replacement of America's traditional demographics. The milking of the American taxpayer. I mean, that's really what's happening. You know, you're paying taxes and your taxes are going to the Quality Clearing Center in Somalia to be remitted back to Mogadishu to fund terrorism in East Africa. Al-Shabaab, groups like that, have been benefiting from remittances from places like Minnesota. There was a story the other day that was dug back up about how millions and millions of dollars are passing out of Minneapolis St. Paul Airport. Cash in suitcases loaded with millions of dollars. I think in some instances, $1 million, $8 million, I seem to remember. Just leaving the country. I mean, it was legal. It was legal to do that. But obviously, it was very, very suspicious that these huge amounts of money were leaving the country in suitcases, bound for East Africa, bound for overseas. Minnesota is ground zero of everything that's wrong today in America. And hopefully, you know, the fraud investigation will yield real results. I mean, it's so close to the surface. It's so obvious. You can just rock up to a daycare center and, you know, you can look up how much money it's been awarded and you can find out, actually, no, there aren't any children at the Quality Clearing Center. They've been awarded millions of dollars. It's going somewhere else. We'll be back after the break and I'm going to be talking about Ozempic.
I want to thank the viewers and listeners for your endless and tireless support over the years. We try to make it easy to be supporters with fabulous products that really enrich and empower your life. A wide selection of Patriot apparel, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. All sorts of really cool knives, collectibles, and the most important, the best supplements you're going to find anywhere. Whatever the highest rated is, whatever has the best studies, whatever has the 5-star reviews. I mean, if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, if you don't get our bovine colostrum, that's the very best. If you don't get our Shilajit, our sea moss, you're crazy. If you don't get our turmeric, that's the strongest out there. Anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, so good for you. You're crazy. Big sales going on the side, 40% off on things like the World War II modern version trench knife, limited edition InfoWars black on white trucker hat, free with every order. And they had this thing going since Thursday. I didn't notice it till Sunday, so I had them extended one day today. But that's it. Every order gets one of these, limited edition, in there. So get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com. But with the deals we got, we need to sell a lot of stuff to fund this operation. So do yourself a favor, Mr. Sit on the Fency. I'm not mad at you. I'm telling you. Get the methylene blue. We have the best. It is so good for you. It is so game-changing. So good for your mind. So good for all your cells. So good for telomeres. Just get a bottle of ultramethylene blue. Support the broadcast. Finally, because we got even more documents in and more depositions and things, we are about to file our huge, massive civil rights suit with conspiracy against rights, all the proof, the DOJ, the CIA, the Democratic Party, you know, the law firms. I mean, this is a... And by the way, under the rules, we had to show them the suit a few weeks ago. And they went completely ape and threatened us and everything else with, you know, all this stuff they're going to do. Great. Because we got all the evidence up one side and down the other. But I'm taking on the big boys. So know this. The majority of the funding you send us buying products goes to the fight against the tyrants. And we are fully committed to that. They want this show off the air because I know what I'm talking about. That's why I get mad at the shows that are, you know, innuendo and conspiracy theories. I've never been a conspiracy theorist, folks. That's what the media calls me. That's a CIA term. I am an analyst. I'm a futurist. And I know what I'm talking about. And my guests know what they're talking about. You know my rule. Who do I have on all the time? People that are consistently right. I associate with people that got their acts together. And I can tell you, we know what we're doing. This broadcast belongs to you. You built this. It's fighting for your future, my future, all of us collectively. But we can't do it without you. Make the commitment in this ocean of media and information. The bad guys particularly hate this show because we know what we're doing. We're steering people right. But we can't take these people on without you. I need your support. Word of mouth, prayer, and financial support. And I make it damn easy. This is a win-win. All you got to do is go to thealexshowstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to hour four of the Alex Jones Show. If you're wondering where Alex Jones has gone, so am I. We're doing something a little bit different. Another shaven-headed buff dude is presenting the show today, the raw egg nationalist, Dr. Charles Cornishdale, author of the new book, The Last Men, Liberalism and the Death of Masculinity. Following on from all the work I've done on Twitter, first as an anonymous Twitter poster, just as a Roig nationalist, and then after I was exposed by an activist group in the United Kingdom called Hope Not Hate. That's an interesting name, isn't it? Hope Not Hate. I have become what you see now. I'm a face and a name, a real name, and I've just written a new book. But yeah. I'm taking over for Alex in the studio today. I've been talking about the return of milk to America's schools. Momentous thing. And then we talked about Tim Walz and his connection to the disappearance of the manual for a nuclear-capable howitzer, and whether he might indeed be guilty of real treason against the American nation, not just the treason of allowing Minnesota or large parts of Minnesota to become outposts of Mogadishu, but also actually passing American nuclear secrets to America's most serious geopolitical adversary, the People's Republic of China. So what are we going to talk about now? Well, I think we're going to talk about Ozempic, the weight loss drug, and all other kinds of weight loss drugs, Mounjaro, the Eli Lilly competitor drug, etc. So they're getting a lot of press recently. They're being hailed as basically, you know, the solution to the problem of obesity today. And obesity is an enormous problem throughout the developed world, and especially in America. Now, something like 70% of the American is overweight, but incredibly flexible and proficient martial artist, Vice President J.D. Vance. These memes never fail to make me laugh. But yeah, obesity, real problem, huge problem. 70% of the American population today is either overweight or obese. 40% are obese. This is a huge problem. It costs hundreds of billions of dollars a year, all sorts of knock-on effects on every single area of American life and the economy in particular. You know, and it's important, actually, I think, to remember with obesity that we're not only talking about a monetary cost. Obesity doesn't just cost money. It also robs people, and especially children. And this is something that I've written about at length in my work, in my essays and opinion pieces. It robs children of their potential. You know, a fat child will not be able to realize its potential and may suffer lifelong adverse consequences. For example, there was a study that I wrote a piece about that showed that if a boy passes through puberty overweight, I think it's severely overweight, he'll end up as a man having testicles that are 2 times smaller than the testicles of a man who went through puberty at a normal weight. Now, what does that mean? That means reduced testosterone levels. That means reduced fertility. And these are things that actually, you can't go through puberty twice, basically. You know, you only get one chance to do puberty properly. And so if you're overweight, you're in trouble. And you know, the parents are often to blame. But society, more broadly, I think, is to blame. You know, we have societal problems that need to be fixed. It's not just a matter of individual choice. It's not just a matter of going to the supermarket and buying the right foods for yourself or indeed for your children. It's there are bigger problems that need to be fixed. And that's the reason why Make America Healthy Again is here, and why RFK Jr., after decades and decades of campaigning for health, is now in a position actually to do something extremely meaningful. Now, weight loss drugs, I mean, RFK Jr. has his opinions on weight loss drugs, and he's been very vocal about them. He's had to temper his opinions a little bit since he's come into power. Before he was Secretary of Health and Human Services, you know, he was very, very adamantly against the use of weight loss drugs, but he's had to temper his opinion. So the first story about Ozempic and weight loss drugs that we're going to look at is basically it's another side effect. So side effects are a big issue with these drugs. So they're presented as these wonder drugs. You know, you take a pill, you lose weight. What could be better than that? Could there be an easier solution to the problem of obesity in America today and in the developed world? Well, it turns out that these drugs have really a lot of side effects, and they've been getting a lot of publicity in recent months and years as use of these drugs has grown. So, of course, you know, more and more people use them, and the side effects become more and more well known. And the side effects vary from things, mild things like, you know, sort of stomach discomfort, to quite serious stuff like gastroparesis, which is stomach paralysis. It's not a good thing if your stomach gets paralyzed. You have to be fed on a drip for as long as your stomach remains paralyzed, and often it's permanent. So that's not something to be taken lightly. There was quite a funny story. Well, I mean, funny on the surface, at least. There was a story of a woman who was told by her physician that she would have diarrhea forever because Ozempic had messed with her digestive system so badly that she was never likely to pass a solid solid turd again. But the side effects keep coming. You know, the side effects keep coming. Barely a week passes, actually, without some fresh horror being revealed on websites like The Defender. That's the Children's Health Defense, RFK Jr.'s website, which is a really fantastic resource, actually, I think, for stories about health, about things like Ozempic, toxic chemicals, etc. So here's a story from the 20th. Of January. Why are patients who take weight loss drugs losing their hair? So this is a newly documented side effect that we actually haven't really heard very much about up until now. But as the tagline says, dermatologists are seeing a clear pattern of hair loss in people using GLP-1 drugs like Ozempic. Reports show the medications throw the body off balance by cutting hunger faster than it can adapt. That stress pushes the body into survival mode, where hair growth shuts down and shedding shows up months later. So users of Ozempic are reporting that their hair is falling out, and it looks like it's a stress response. This is something that happens more broadly when the body is exposed to chronic stress or even acute stress. It's been one of the side effects of COVID-19 infection, has been quite widespread hair loss, inflammation in the scalp, driving the hair follicles into a dormant state after they shed. But yes, a CNN report pulled back the curtain on a pattern many GLP-1 users had been whispering about: hair thinning that showed up soon after starting drugs like Ozempic. The people featured weren't just dropping weight quickly. Their bodies were being pushed through abrupt metabolic shifts that strained every system. That strain pointed directly to telogen effluvium, the stress-driven shutdown of active hair growth that moves large numbers of follicles into a resting shedding phase. If you're taking GLP-1 and rapidly losing strands, your hair isn't mysteriously aging or deteriorating. It's responding to a metabolic stress signal that you can identify, address, and reverse once you understand what's driving it. So I suspect actually that for a lot of people, the only real response will be to stop using these drugs. And I think there was a study that I wrote about fairly recently that showed that something like half of all people who take weight loss drugs like Ozempic end up ceasing to use them within a year. It's either the cost that's doing it, or it's the side effects, or both, in fact. The side effects are just too much. As much as these people want to lose weight, they simply can't put up with the side effects. So maybe we should roll one of the videos. Let's roll clip number 6, which is of singer Avery in shock after revealing deadly disease from taking Ozempic.
I just left the doctor's office. I went to get a checkup because I've been off of Ozempic for 2 months now, and I just wanted to see if my body was in better condition, if there were any permanent damages. Kind of in shock right now because I wasn't expecting this, but I guess Ozempic can cause bone density loss, and I didn't think that would happen to me because I was only on it for a year. But I have significant bone loss. I have osteoporosis and osteopenia, so that I don't know, there's like several of them that I have. I wasn't expecting that, but that's what happens if you use Ozempic for weight loss and you lose too much weight.
So yeah, a lot of people suffering from side effects from Ozempic and feeling shortchanged and feeling actually perhaps that they haven't had the significant risks explained to them in sufficient detail or with sufficient honesty. And sadly, that's the story of pharmaceuticals, full stop. That's the story of that's how Big Pharma works. It's how, you know, it's how any number of drugs you care to name, statins, you could talk about, you know, these cholesterol lowering medications, for example, you know, people just don't have the side effects explained to them because there are all sorts of incentives not to. The main incentive, obviously, is profit. And, you know, so many physicians, so many doctors are given kickbacks, incentives, percentages, whatever, in order to prescribe drugs. And so, of course, what do? They find a way to prescribe the drug by you know, describing it as being, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to take Ozempic. No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. And then, you know, you're a pop singer and you end up with bone density loss akin to that of a, you know, of a 70 or 80 year old woman, but you're 30. And yes, Ozempic literally came from a monster. Yeah, it's derived from Gila monster venom. And that's another thing that they don't particularly want to tell you, because it's not really, the most attractive thing, is it, to think of imbibing large quantities of Gila monster venom in order to keep the weight off. But here's another thing about Ozempic that I wrote about, actually, I think at the weekend. People regain weight four times faster after stopping weight loss drugs, new study reveals. So this is another way in which the shine is coming off Ozempic. It's, for a long time, it's been an issue, you know. How long are we going to have to take Ozempic? Do you take a course of Ozempic for, let's say, a year, you lose the weight, and then the weight stays off? Or is it the case that actually, if you start taking Ozempic, you can't stop? Because if you stop, the weight comes back. Well, all the evidence suggests that in the vast majority of cases, if you start taking these weight loss medications, you have to stay on them. You have to stay on them. So if you stop, the weight comes back. Now, this is a very interesting study recently published, and it compared the results of Ozempic cessation with the results of more traditional forms of weight loss diet, you know, calorie-controlled diet, exercise. What happens if you stop those? So the scientists looked at how quickly people regain weight when they stop Ozempic, and by comparison, how quickly people regain weight when they stop exercising and dieting. What happened? Well, they found that actually, if you stop taking Ozempic, you're likely to regain weight at a rate that's four times faster than a person who stops exercising and a calorie-controlled diet. Now, that's big. I mean, that's a huge difference, right? Four times faster you put the weight back on. Why might that be? Well, as far as we can tell, the changes that these GLP-1 receptor agonist drugs, that's the technical name, the changes that these drugs cause to the body, to the brain, to the structure of the brain, to the incentive structures within the brain, the hunger centers within the brain, the metabolism, etc., they're transient. What does that mean? Well, you stop taking the drug, the changes cease, right? So it's the drug that's doing the work. The drug isn't reprogramming your brain. It's not reprogramming your habits. It's simply making you not want to eat food, and so you don't. Well, when you stop taking the drug, what happens? Well, suddenly you are thrown back on your own willpower. You're thrown back actually on the willpower and habits that made you fat in the first place, right? And so what happens? You just go back to stuffing your face with processed food. You don't, at the same rate that you were stuffing your face with processed food before, you don't exercise. You just simply return to the status quo ante. Whereas actually, you know, if you undertake a program of calorie-controlled weight loss and exercise, you are building habits. Even if you give up, after 6 months or a year or however long, you actually have created structures in the brain, structures of a habit. You've formed habits. And it seems as though what that means is that prevents you actually then from going back to sort of gorging yourself in the way that you would have done before. So, that, I mean, it's interesting for a number of reasons, not least of all, actually, because the makers of these drugs, companies like Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly, have gone very hard, at least in terms of their marketing, in telling people that actually, you know, you can't lose weight without these drugs. It's the environment. It's your genetics. No matter what you do, if you, you can exercise, you can go on whatever diet you want to do. You can do whatever kind of exercise you want to do. You can take up weights. You can take up martial arts. You can take up running. You can take up swimming or biking or whatever. You're not going to lose the weight because genetically you're just made to be fat. And, you know, we've created this food environment, this modern environment of plenty, of excess even. And within that environment, you just simply can't regulate your weight properly. So you need a drug to do it. You need a drug to do it. Well, actually, studies like this one that I've just talked about really do give the lie to that notion that's being pushed, and it's being pushed on social media by fat positivity influencers and health influencers who may very well be taking money from these companies like Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly and others. But, you know, it's a serious thing. I mean, people often say to me, you know, well, you know, you're just talking about health. You just write about health. This is just peripheral stuff, right? I mean, you know, what does weight loss drugs have to do with anything broader, you know, politically, let's say? But actually, that's just not the case. It's just not the case. Ill health is of huge political importance. And that's exactly what the Maha movement is showing. But actually, you know, what's happening with these weight loss drugs is that actually, on a large scale, people are surrendering control of another significant proportion of their freedom to pharmaceutical manufacturers. So, you know, we've seen this is a process that's taken, you know, that's been going on for maybe 100 years, you know. People have been surrendering control of more and more aspects of their lives to corporations that manufacture medicines that allow them to live normally or something approaching a normal life. You know, so for the longest period of time, people were responsible for their moods, right? And then within the last 50, 70 years, really probably within the last 30 years, we've seen huge, huge numbers of people surrender control of regulating their moods and emotions to pharmaceutical manufacturers and products like SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. You know, and in a country like Scotland, for example, I'm from the UK, if you couldn't tell already, I'm from the UK and Scotland, north of the border, where I live in England, a full quarter of the adult population is on antidepressants. That's 1 million out of 4 million people are now on antidepressants. And I think a similar number of people are on various other kinds of psychotropic drugs, things like Z drugs, Zopiclone, for example, benzodiazepines, things like that, pain, opioid-based pain medications. And here we are about to surrender control of yet another aspect of our lives to the medical industrial complex. Now we can't regulate our own weight. We have to have a Danish company called Novo Nordisk, which will probably be the biggest company in the world. This is one of the predictions that I've made on multiple occasions, and I think I'm justified in making it, is that one of these weight loss pill or weight loss jab and pill manufacturers is going to be the biggest company in the world, probably within 10 years. So Novo Nordisk, the manufacturer of Wegovy Ozempic, is already the largest company in Europe. It's the biggest company in Europe, simply off the back of Wegovy Ozempic. So Novo Nordisk was valued recently at, I think, $570 billion. Now, for a sense of comparison, that's $200 billion more than the entire GDP of Denmark, which is Novo Nordisk's home country. So, you know, these companies are making huge, huge amounts of money off fat people, and they have huge political power as well. I mean, there was a very interesting article, I think possibly in the New York Times or the Washington Post, about the degree of political power now that Novo Nordisk has in Denmark, simply off the back of its Wegovy Ozempic profits. So Novo Nordisk is responsible almost single-handedly for all economic growth in Denmark. And that's not an exaggeration, that's real. Novo Nordisk is driving the Danish economy. And what you have to understand is these drugs have barely penetrated society to the degree that they could. So I think one in eight Americans now, something like one in eight Americans now have tried or are on at the moment a weight loss drug. Well, what did I say at the beginning of the segment? 70% of the adult population in the US is either overweight or obese. So there's a long, long way that these companies could go to furthering the penetration of their products in the market. And they're going to make enormous, enormous amounts of money. And they're currently developing fat loss pills. So Ozempic, or Wegovy rather. So Ozempic is the diabetes medication and Wegovy is the weight loss medication. They're both the same drug. They're just in different doses. It's called semaglutide. There is now a Wegovy weight loss pill that has just been approved by the Food and Drug Administration in the US. And, you know, I mean, initially you had to inject yourself with semaglutide, but now you can take a pill. So even more, no one will have an excuse now. No one will be able to say, you know, I don't like needles. I don't want to inject myself with this drug, because you can just take a pill. So we're really going to see a huge growth in big pharma companies that can get these pills right. And the company that perfects the weight loss pill, in my opinion, is going to be the biggest company in the world within 10 years. It won't be a military company. It won't be an AI company. It will be a company profiting off the the gluttony of the general population and the perverted incentive system that we have created over the last century by abandoning traditional animal-based foods and surrendering control of the food supply to corporate producers. But slightly sort of comedic turn at the end of the segment. Airlines to save big money on fuel as new weight loss pills gain popularity, Wall Street says. So this is mildly amusing. So Jefferies argued that a 10% reduction in average passenger weight could translate into roughly 2% total aircraft weight savings. So, I mean, you know, I've joked on Twitter and others have joked on Twitter that maybe actually, look, if airlines are charging people by weight of their baggage, why not charge passengers on the basis of their own weight? Why not make hugely fat people pay more to fly? Well, it really does turn out that actually being fat increases the cost of flying. And so if these drugs are adopted on a widespread basis, then perhaps what we will see is that actually airline costs will go down, which will be a benefit for everybody. But I'll be talking in the next section, I think, about my new book and the gay frogs conspiracy theory and why it's not a conspiracy theory.
Can feel the power of methylene blue. Don't let the evil power win. Order now on the alexjonesstore.com.
The truth is out there, and they don't want you to know it. There's still people that don't want to believe me out there. How are you going to tell me that Frog isn't totally gay?
Well, damn, I guess Alex was right. That frog was super gay.
A creeping mass with an eerie tone smiles on the surface with intentions unknown. Step past the light where truth's overthrown. Welcome, my friend, to the Info Zone.
An oozing mass of liars and snakes bought and paid for. Truth bends and breaks. It inches in close, steals freedoms away, drowns you in chemicals to make you obey.
I woke up this morning, felt the fire turn. Mind clear, feel the power burn. Found the truth in a place that delivers the force. Real strength, real fuel from the source. Methylene Blue, light my mind. Ultimate power, feeling strong and prime. Seymour's gummies, open the door. Get your strength back at Alex Jones' store.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.